If people tamayim were mishoyel v'yaltsofen hoyu, shoyel oiskim benodav v'aviyu, his nodav v'aviyu died by the kamas ha-mishkan of Shchedesh Nisan, the next day they died. So after they died, mishoyel v'yaltsofen went to take them out. So they were oiskim in their kfura, they were tamayim, so they came yudalit benisan, they were still tamayim. Rav Yitzchak says no. Rav Yitzchak says this can't be. If these people we're talking about now on Erev Pesach, on Yudal Benisin, they were still tummy. So he says, it can't be the people that were carrying the orange Shal Yosef Atzadik Hoyu. Why? Because they could have become Torah already. They traveled Yosef Atzadik out of Mitzrayim into the Midbar Sinai. But they stood there. When they went into Midbar Sinai, they didn't travel out of there for a long time. So the kids said, before Yudal Benisin, they could have become Torah. They had a good 7 days before that, they could have become Torah. So why didn't they go to Mikvah? Why didn't they have the Azor? Why didn't they have the Azor in Shlishi Shvi? That they had the Paradum already. They should have become Torah already. So it couldn't be the Pshat that Tommy now, because they were carrying Yosef HaTzadik. And weiter. In Mishael V'Yatzofen, it can't be Mishael V'Yatzofen either. Because if it was, they also could have been Torah ready. Because Nadav Aviv was Mace on Beis Nisan, they were Mace. So Zoh, you had to Yudalad, you had more than a week. You had more than 7 days to become Torah. So here the Pasuk says, no, they were Tomei, they could bring Pesach Sheni. So that's not the case. These are not the people that were Tomei because they were carrying Yosef, or because they took care of Nadav Aviv. So Yitzchak says, who were they? Elo Oiskin v'meis mitzvah. These were people that took care of a meis mitzvah. In other words, somebody died, the Mishpacha by them died 7 days before Pesach. So now, Hoyu, Shechal Shvi Shalem Lios Erev Pesach. The seventh day came out to be Erev Pesach. Shenema, because the Pesach says there, V'lo Yochlu Lasois HaPesach B'Yemhu. On this day, on Yudalad B'Nisan, today, they were Tomei, today they can't bring the Pesach. It's a Diyak, B'Yemhu, on that day, on Yudalad B'Nisan, Ein Yecholim Lasois, these people were Tomei, they couldn't bring it. But if they could have waited till tomorrow to bring the Korban Pesach tomorrow, Yecholim Lasois, they would be allowed to. So what's the pshat? That these people had kroivim that were mace 7 days ago, and even though they knew now that if they're going to go and be korban their mace, they're going to be tamei, and they're not going to be able to bring a korban pesach, because we're talking about now 7 days before Erev Pesach. So the question is now, should they be Isaac in making the kvura or no? One side is no, don't be Isaac in doing the kvura right now, because you have a mitzvah pesach to take care of. If you take care of the kvura now, you won't be able to do a korban pesach. So maybe don't do the kvura now, but rather wait for the Korban Pesach. The Pasuk says no. They have a right to take care of the mace right now, because that's called Oisik B'Mitzvah. Right now the mace is in front of you. Take care of the mace. I, lady, won't be able to do the mitzvah as Korban Pesach. So what? Oisik B'Mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah. So we learn now from this Pasuk that Oisik B'Mitzvah is potter. So how come we have to have the other Pasuk? What do we need two Pesachim for? The Rashi says... Shami Minoa, the Yosef Mitzvah, Potom and the Mitzvah, Mamash right in the middle. Shere Nitmu, the Misoson Shiva Yom Lachnea Pesach. These people touched the mace 7 days before. The Afa Pisha Tumazu, Ta'akev Ayodam Achilas Pesachim. They know right now, 7 days in advance, that if they take care of their Kroivim, they're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And still we say you have a right to make yourself Tomei, and you'll be Nitchi, you don't do the Mitzvah Pesach. Alma, what do we see? Mitzvah kala bolu yotch. Even if you have a small mitzvah to do right now, einoch tzorach letzchesmav nechamura hosid lovi. You don't have to push it off and wait to do take care of a more chomadik mitzvah that will come later. No, right now, oisiv a mitzvah, you could start doing the mitzvah right now. Even though if I start to do this mitzvah, it's going to stop you from doing a bigger mitzvah later. So it could be Rashi's also about warning the mitzvah's kasha. Now we asked before, what was the chiddush of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, chur pshita? If in the middle of doing one mitzvah, why should I think you have to start to do the second mitzvah? So the boss says, the chiddush is you're not allowed to stop. Avad, you don't have to. But I would have thought, maybe if you want to stop, do the second one, you're allowed to. Kamashma, no, you're not allowed to stop. So Rashi's saying a little bit different. Rashi's saying the chiddush is, that let's say you have two mitzvahs. One's a smaller mitzvah, and one's a bigger mitzvah. So I would think you're not supposed to start doing the smaller mitzvah, because that will stop you from doing the bigger mitzvah. Maybe you have to wait to do the bigger mitzvah. Kamashma, no. Right now, do the first mitzvah that comes to you. Mitzvah Bolo Yotzko, do it right now. You can't do the second mitzvah? You take a potter. That's the chiddush of oitzing the mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. Like all born in the kashkas, what do we need two psukim for? The posuk by Pesach Sheni, and the posuk by Kriyashma. So Gemara answers, yes, we need both. Gemara says, Tzricha, I need both psukim. The Yashmin and the Hosman, if I don't learn out, over here by Pesach. Mishum de loimotis man chiyuba de Pesach. You know why right now, 7 days before, you let it be metama, be koyva your mace? Because it didn't come to Zman Pesach yet. So right now, today, it's not Yudal Venisin. Right now, there's no mitzvah Pesach. So therefore, I say, Gesundheit, right now, take care of the mace. Do the mitzvah right now. I, later on, won't be able to do the Pesach. Then I say, Oysu be mitzvah, potem in the mitzvah. Avol hocha mashenken here by Kriyashma. Demot is Zman Kriyashma. We're talking about now, came Zman Kriyashma right now. You're a chosin that night. It's the night to say Kriyashma. So I would think, Eimo, you have to say Kriyashma right now. You have to stop doing the mitzvah thinking about the Biyah. And you have to do the Kriyashma, Eimo loy tzricha. That's why I need the second posik of Kriyashma, achosin, or yipot of saying Kriyashma. I only say the psukim by Kriyashma. The Ashmin and Hachav, I only say the psukim by Kriyashma to say Isaac by mitzvahs, pot of saying Kriyashma, mishum the lek of chorus. Because if you don't say Kriyashma, there's no chi of chorus. There's no Isaac chorus involved. Then I say, if you're Isaac, you're doing one mitzvah, you're potter from doing another mitzvah, because the second mitzvah is not a chiv koris. Avol hosam here by Korban Pesach. He could koris, if somebody doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, for no reason, he's chayiv koris. So I would think here, you're 7 days before Pesach. Think what you're doing. You want to touch the mace? No. If you touch the mace, you're not going to be able to bring a Korban Pesach, which is a chiv koris if you don't bring it. So since the mitzvah's Pesach is so strong, I would think maybe don't care about this small mitzvah now of being kind for somebody, but rather wait to do the Korban Pesach, tzricha. That's when in the second Pesach know that even by Korban Pesach, you're allowed to be Isaac in a mitzvah right now, that's the mitzvah came to your hand, even though through doing this mitzvah, you won't be able to do the second mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Gufa, we learned before, Omer Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Omer Rav, Ovel Chayev B'chol Mitzvah Samur B'Torah. When you're an oval after the kvura, you have a chiv to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz min atfilin. Just the first day, a novel is potter for putting on tefillin. Why? Shreinem abem per. Because the pasuk says about tefillin per, it has to make you look nice. So Mela, a novel can't look nice, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. It's a shayla if it's an oval digadin or a tefillin digadin. Like, what's wrong? Why can't an oval put on tefillin the first day? Is it the pshat that a tefillin digadin is not nice for tefillin to be on you since you don't look nice now? You have your ripped clothing and the first day, it's terrible tzar you have, it's not nice for tefillin? Or else it's a din in the oval. That the oval himself, since he's supposed to not look nice, he can't wear tefillin, which is something that looks nice. Alright, shayla. I call upon the first day a novel does not wear tefillin. Now, since the third Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, when he was a novel, that you're allowed to wear your tefillin, tzaddik, atu de mechayevis. You, only you, Yecheskel, you're allowed to wear tefillin. Avol kulu yal maptira. But everybody else, Taker, is potter. Everybody else is potter from wearing tefillin. Tahani mili, when do you say a novel is potter from wearing tefillin? The Yom Rishon, only the first day of the Avelis. The pasuk says, the Yachrisak Yoimar. Terrible Yoimar, terrible bitter day. The first day of Avelis is very bitter. So since you're in a bitter mood then, it's not nice to wear tefillin. But it's only the first day. But after the first day, then a novel has a chiv even to wear tefillin. The Ika bitterness you have by Avelis in the first day, the bitterness is like one day. The Yomer Rababa Bazav, the Yomer Rav, Ovel Chayiv Sukkah. If you're an Ovel, somebody died right before Sukkis, even though it's during the Avelis, you have to eat in the Sukkah. A novel is Chayiv Sukkah. For the Gemara Pshita, Rashi, Maish Noho, Mishar Mitzvah, the Yashmin and Rav Liel, the Yovel Chayiv, the Chol HaMitzvah. What's the difference? Why not? For sure he's Chayiv in Sukkah. Why shouldn't he be Chayiv in Sukkah? So, Chur, you have to say now, it depends when the mace died. Because if the mace died right before Yom Tov, the locher is that Yom Tov is Mavat Lavelis. So, either the Chur means to say the mace died on Yom Tov itself. So, you're still Yechayim, that's Chiddush. That even though you're novel now, still Yechayim and call a mitzvah. Chur, that's what it means. He's over Chayim B'Sukkah. The Mavshita, of course he's Chayim. Why not? He says Chayim in all the mitzvahs. Now the time I would have thought, no. Hoyl v'yomer Rav Abba Bazav, the Omer Rav. Mitztayer potem in Asukkah, somebody has tsar. He is in pain. Like the mitzvah, somebody is sick. He's in pain. He doesn't have to eat in the Sukkah. Hainami mitztayeru, if you're an oval, you also have a lot of tsar. You have a lot of pain. You just lost somebody. I would think you're potem in Sukkah. Kamash malon. No, you don't have a ptur. Vatani mili tsar de memela. When do we say you're potter if tsar that comes by itself? You have a tremendous pain, a stomach ache that you can't take it. You have to be in bed upstairs. You have a right not to be in a sukkah. Aval hocha, here by Avelis, iyu hoda kom etzar nafshi. There's no real pain you have, just you making yourself feel bad. So just like we had before in Rashi, there's no mitzvah to put yourself in the matzav of tzar, so we tell you, stop thinking about your tzar so much. This ptur, this tzar, does not part you from being in the sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah still. Shrashi tzar, the Mela means, shasukkah mitzarose, if the sukkah is causing you pain. Kagoin chama, it's too sunny in the sukkah. Oi tzin, it's too cold in the sukkah. Oi sircha mitzvorm shasichabem, if the smell bothers you, then you potter. Mashenkein, if something else is bothering you, we say, take away that bother and still sit in the sukkah. And we say now, Lemar says, Iboile li sube daiti. We tell the person, stop thinking about Yitzhar and do the mitzvah. Shrashi, Miboile li sube daiti, choivolov, liyashiv daiti le mitzvah. We tell you the chiv, stop thinking about your pain, your sorrow, and do the mitzvah sukkah. That's the chiddush. Even though an oval has a lot of tzar, he's not potter from sukkah. The Yomer Rav Abba Bazav, the Omer Rav, Chosin, after you got married the first 7 days, Shoshrinin, your friends that the Sameach, the Chosin, the Chol B'nei Chuppah, all the people, they have the Chuppah, Pturim in a Sukkah Kol Shiva. They are potter from Sukkah all 7 days. The 7 days of the Sheva Brachis, he's potter in a Sukkah. My timer, what's the reason? Mishim the boy Lamechta, he has to have a lot of Simcha. Chosin is supposed to be Sameach, happy. V'lich, yeah, he has to be Lamechta, he has to be Zerashi L'smayach, he has to be happy. So therefore he's potter in a Sukkah. What's the bikasha? V'lichlo v'sukkah, v'lechta v'sukkah, gesuntahei. Let him eat in the sukkah, let him be happy, we'll dance in the sukkah also. Who says he can't dance in the sukkah? So why is a chosin potem in a sukkah? Let him be happy in the sukkah itself. And the Gemara ain't simcha ela b'chuppah. The makim simcha is only b'makim chuppah, where you have your chuppah itself. That's where the simcha is, in the room you have your chuppah. For the Gemara, good. V'lechle b'sukkah, so eat first in the sukkah, v'lechta b'chuppah, then go into your chuppah and dance there, be happy there. Verse says no. Ein simcha l'mokim suda. Part of the simcha has to be where you eat. So you have to eat where you be with sameach and your mokim simcha is the chuppah. So b'zoi, you have a right to make the chuppah upstairs in your house and eat it there 7 days. For the Gemara, why? V'lev du chuppah b'sukkah. Make the chuppah also. Let the nesuyim be in the sukkah. What's wrong? Make the chuppah in the sukkah itself. See how the Gemara answers. Habayu rabbi mishum yichud. Habayu says it is the yichud. So Rashi learns the pshat is testam sukkah heavy oisim gagasayim. Stam sukkahs in the Zman HaChazal used to make a top of the roof. So it wasn't too inviting. You can't invite too many people atop your roof. It's too much tircha to walk up 100 steps to get to the top of your sukkah. V'yenderech v'yavitiyashom. Not too many people walk up your steps there. The Rabban Tamid. But they are tircha. It's too much of a tircha to walk up. Now we're afraid v'shem yored achosin lasa tzrochav. Maybe, so who's up there? Only the chosin and kalam. Maybe he's going to have to go to the Beit HaKisei. He'll have to leave this kalam alone there. V'yisiyachad achrim akalam. And we're afraid somebody else will be alone with the kala, so that's why we don't want to make the chuppah in the sukkah. We want to make the chuppah at the makom achasna, where there'll be a lot of people. And not in the sukkah, we're afraid it'll come out, there won't be too many people there, there'll be a shayla of yichud. The kala will be alone with somebody. V'rovu rabbi mishum tzar chosin. No, there's a lot of tzar, rashi shamokam tzar, pasuach shein lo, el shal zafanis. Yeah, the chosin is not so happy to be in a sukkah. You want to make a nice simcha, happiness, a nice hall, look nice, pretty. Being a sukkah is not so geshmak. That's why a chosin's potter. My b'nai, what's nafkamina? Hey, b'nai, the shchichi yinshe, the nafka v'yayil osim. You have your sukkah in the grand downstairs, mamash in the middle of the street. You have your sukkah, everybody comes by. Slamandiyom mishum yichud lek. If you're afraid that the kala will be alone, no, a lot of people are there. Halamandiyom mishum tzar chosin ika. Still there's a tzar. The chosin only feels happy if he has his chuppah and he has the whole chosin of Sheva Brachas in a nice hall. A lot of friends, a nice place. Mashenki, but not so nice in the sukkah. He has tzar. That's why he holds his pot in a sukkah. Right, stop here.
Yeah, holding again daf chof heyem at base. The bottom gemara. About I said also again. Omar Rav. The Omar Rav Abba Bazav, the Omar Rav. Choson v'ashur shvinon v'chol b'nei ha'chup eftur min ha'sukah. He's the choson, the night of his chasno, not on the night of his chasno, but, and the shushvin and his friends, and all the people that come to the chupah, apoto min ha'sukah. Come to the chasna, potter min asukkah, kol shiva. All the 7 days of the Sheva Brachis, they are potter from eating in the sukkah. And the Shashrin and Pasha goes to Roisik B'mitzvah, since there's a mitzvah now, to Mesameach, keep the Chosin happy, and these are the close friends that keep him happy, they have a Ptur also, Roisik B'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Zmer says, my timer, why is the Chosin even Potter? Let everybody be in the Sukkah. Zmer says, Mishum the boy Lemechte, he has to be happy. For the Gemara good, v'lechle besukkah, v'lechte besukkah. Let him eat and be happy in the sukkah. So Gemara says, no, ain't simcha ele b'chupa. The ikas simcha's only b'mokim chupa. So it's a question exactly, what does the chupa mean? So it could mean exactly where they make the chupa. But that says this, what about they make the chupa outside in the street? What's going to be? So the Zohar says, the chupa means here, ele mokim ikka yeshivas chosin v'kalo korele chupa. The ikka place where they're going to be now, these 7 days, that's called the Mokum Chuppah. So we ask the Kasha then, V'lechle b'sukkah, v'lechte b'chuppah. Let them true eat in the sukkah first, and then they'll have their simcha, the Mokum the Chuppah, in their permanent house, in the house where they plan to be for those 7 days, that's where they'll have their simcha. So my answer is, no, ain't simcha, but Mokum Suda. The ikka simcha has to also be, you have to have a party. You have to have food there, b'shas the simcha. For the Gemara of Sol, v'lev the chuppah the sukkah, let him make even the chuppah, in other words, his ikka living, for those 7 days, let it be in the sukkah. Not only the chuppah itself, really, but all those 7 days, like, let's be his ikka living in the sukkah. So Moses says, Abaye wama mishum yichud. And he said that, Rashi says, we're afraid that the sukkahs in the Gemara are upstairs on the roof, and there won't be too many people there, so if the chassan has to leave, his wife will be alone, and someone will be miyachid with his wife. V'rov wama mishum tsar chassan. There's chosin as tsar that he can't invite too many people. Or Rashi says, Shamokam tsar, or pesuach shein lo elo shalosh tefanus, or boish le sachak im kalosi. It's not a mokam tenua. It's an open place to sukkah, so he's bit tsar there. The Moses says, my benayu, ike benayu de shchichi inshi, de nafke v'yayal osim. If you have the sukkah in a place where a lot of people do come in. So lamandi yom mishum yichud lek. If you're afraid of you'll be alone, somebody will be alone with your wife, you don't have to be afraid. There are a lot of people there. The chosin still feels bad. It's not a nice place like you'd want to have everybody to be there. It's still a tsar to have the chosin, the chuppah there. Omar Abzeira, Ano achle b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. He said, he was machmor on himself. He said, no, me, myself, I ate in the sukkah, even the night of his chasna, he ate in the sukkah. V'echodi v'chuppah, and the simcha had later in the chuppah. In the room where he had his ikka chuppah, that's his permanent living those 7 days. V'kol shchein d'chadoy li boy, and for sure I was happy, my heart was happy, d'ko avid notarti. I did 2 things. I had the mitzvah sukkah, and also I had the simcha, as makai mitzvah simcha. Tana Rabbonim. In Bryce it says, Choson, the Choson, the Ashashvina, and his close friends, V'chol b'nei ha-chuppah, all the people that are there, b'shas the chuppah, like they're all being Isaac in the mitzvah now, or being Mesameya Choson the Kalam, is Pturim in Atfilah. Right then, b'shas they're being Isaac in the mitzvah, they're potter from Davin and Shimon Esri. So Rashi says, why the boy Kavonim? Because Shimon Esri needs a lot of Kavonim, and now they're being Isaac in the mitzvah of a chasna, they're potter from Tfilah. Or minat tefillin. They're also part of putting on tefillin. So Rashi says, Mishum de shchichos shichrus v'kalas rosh. Because b'shash you buy a party, you shchich to become drunk there, you drink, and it's not nice to be shikha when you're wearing tefillin. Or else, kalas rosh, you shouldn't do that when you're wearing tefillin. So therefore, b'mokim de simcha, you shouldn't wear tefillin. As in Gemara's times, you used to wear tefillin the whole day. So if you have the chasna in the afternoon, you should not wear tefillin b'shash the chasna. V'neachup eftur minat tefillin or minat tefillin. But b'chayovim mekrishma, krishma they have to do. Why krishma? So Rashi says the mitzvahs kavanosa ain't well a posik rishon. You have to have kavan a very small amount, only the first posik. V'yecholam leishav daita and shor ketana gadei likreis posik rishon. That's not called oisik v'mitzvah. If we tell you like for a minute, take out a minute and think what you're saying. Say the first posik krishma with kavanah. You could do that. So even though you're doing a mitzvah, b'mechasameach, the chosin, you have to stop right now and say krishma. That's not called, you can't do 2 at the same time.